720 WGN, Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Throughout the morning, we're going to be giving away tickets to the Barry Manilow concert, A Very Barry Christmas. That's at the Allstate Arena this coming Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. We had a really nice conversation with Barry from his home in Palm Springs, California, this past week on the WGN TV morning news.
Happy holidays, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holidays.
He has sold more than 85 million albums with 50 top 40 singles, including 12 number ones, 27 top tens. He's a Grammy, an Emmy, and Tony Award winner. And we are always thrilled to be joined by the one and only Barry Manilow. He will be here on December 5th for his big, very Barry Christmas concert at the Allstate Arena. Barry, my longtime friend, welcome back to WGN. Good to talk to you.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
The first time that I talked to Barry Manilow, I was just a little baby DJ.
And so was I.
And you were just a little baby singer back then. I think at Poplar Creek or maybe the Chicago Stadium.
The first one was the first big one was at Ravinia.
Ravinia, yeah. And that was the beginning of it all. And
actually, it was even before that. I played. Did you remember a place called Mr. Kelly's?
Sure, down on Rush Street. Yeah.
Right. So that was really my first introduction to Chicago.
Wow.
Chicago has meant a lot to your career. You've talked about this often, but it's a meaningful place to you, isn't it?
Oh, please. I kind of broke out of Chicago. So, I'll always be grateful to the people who did that for me.
So you're going to be coming back to the Allstate Arena this time for your Barry, very Barry Christmas show. Which, sounds like a smoothie name to me, but the...
It's a great feel-good show. I got all the hits in it, of course, but I got three Christmas albums out, which I'm so in love with. I love these Christmas albums. You were just playing my Happy Holiday. It's three great Christmas albums with great arrangements and great arrangers and musicians, and they're just feel-good albums. And so this show is a feel-good show. The lights go down and you will forget about the craziness that is going on in the world. This is the best medicine. This show is the best medicine that you will ever have to feel good. We've been rehearsing it. I've done some of these shows here in Palm Springs, and it is a feel good show, and I recommend it to everyone.
Feel good, especially for a lot of kids, because the announcement is going to go out a little bit later on today that people can donate new or gently used musical instruments and get free tickets to the show, and that it all benefits your Manilow Music Project, right?
Yes, that's right. We've been doing that for many, many years, and I'm so glad you mentioned it, because if they bring some used instruments down, we fix them up and we give them to the schools in that area that need them, and then you get two free tickets if you do that. So come all.
Barry, no one seems to write music like you. I mean, the amount of music that you have written and that has become number one hits, it's just prolific. And I mean,
It's very rare. I'm just a very, very grateful and fortunate guy. As you look at what happens, you get hit records and then the people just disappear. I have not disappeared. For some reason, I'm still here.
Barry, I'm looking at your website, and it seems like you're selling quite a few different products. You've got the Barry Manilow blanket, the Barry Manilow mouse pad. Do you personally oversee and test these things and endorse them, or do you just make the money?
When they showed me the Barry Manilow coloring book...
They sent over a whole box of Barry Manilow stuff that I'm going to give away on my WGN radio show.
Barry, have you seen the Family Guy episode? We played a little bit of it with the guys all sitting around talking about Barry Manilow. Have you seen that? It's such a classic.
Oh, it's great. Really, I was nervous about it when they told me about it, but it turns out really great. It's a I love that one.
The part that Mike didn't show you was Barry singing "O Quagmire." Hilarious. Barry, always such a good sport about this. You know, about your Manilow Music Project and helping kids with music. I was on your website earlier, too, and there's a fantastic picture. I couldn't get it processed so we could show it on TV this morning, but it's you as a high school kid playing accordion. And it's a great picture, but you said, you know, that you weren't popular at all in high school till you took up music. I guess that accordion really did the trick for you.
Well, the accordion wasn't the most popular instrument, but, you know, every Jewish and Italian kid in Brooklyn had to play the accordion. It was the law. So, they rented an accordion for me, and I was good at it, and I kind of liked it. The thing I liked most about it was that I learned how to read music, and so when I switched to piano, it was very helpful that I could go right from the accordion to the piano.
And that's what you're hoping to do, I'm guessing, with this concentration on your Manilow Music Project and helping kids develop an interest in music, because as budgets are being cut, music programs are the first ones to go, usually.
Yes, they're the first ones to go. They cut music and arts right away. And, you know, I talk to the principals and the teachers all the time, and they always tell me that the kids, their grades go up if they're taking music classes, and they learn how to interact with other students, and you know, it's more than just playtime for them. It's really important. And so, when I heard that they're running out of instruments, I said, I got to do something. And so I've been doing this for years, and it's working. Every time we go on the road, we do a music run, and they actually, people give us about 75 to 100 instruments in every city.
That's great.
And it's great. Hopefully we're making a dent.
Yeah, so they are making a dent. If you bring gently used or new toys to the Allstate Arena this coming Tuesday night, you'll get a pair of tickets to see the show. A very Barry Christmas at the Allstate Arena this coming Tuesday night at 7:30, December the 5th.